Marriott stopped to help a woman who was unconscious when a vehicle hit them. Police were dealing with a disturbance in the Burngreave district of the city at the time. Tariq Naili lives there and heard shouting.
When I came out, there is a lot of people around here, and there was a car that seems to be hit this place. And they said there is two people underneath this car and other people fighting over there.
A 23-year-old man has been arrested on suspicion of murder. Two British skiers have died in an avalanche on Mont Blanc. The snowslide swept through an off-piste area of the French ski resort. Those killed are believed to be a 54-year-old woman and her 22-year-old son. The Foreign Office says it's supporting the family. Russia has launched what Ukraine says is the biggest aerial bombardment of the war. At least 22 people have been killed, with a further 88 injured. The number of anti-Semitic hate crimes recorded by police forces across the UK jumped sharply in the weeks following the Hamas attacks on Israel on October the 7th. Reported Islamophobic offences also increased in some force areas. Staff shortages are causing widespread disruption to rail services across Britain and will disrupt travel on New Year's Eve. LNER's cancelled at least six long-distance trains today. Cross countries also had problems to and from Edinburgh. Manchester City are offering support to midfielder Jack Grealish after his house was burgled while he was playing the other night. Burglars reported made off with £1 million worth of jewellery. Boss Pep Guardiola says thankfully no one was harmed.
Yeah, bad moment for him and his family, but fortunately nothing, the family was not damaged with the people inside.
Police are investigating. So far, no arrests have been made. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Thanks, Kevin.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Will tonight become largely clear and dry in the early hours. Some cloud will start to push in from the southwest, turning rather cloudy by dawn. And Saturday will be overcast with a few spells of light rain in the morning. And from the evening, a band of heavy and persistent rain will edge in from the west. Mild and windy. But I tell you what, let's have a look at New Year's Eve. We'll see bright spells with areas of variable cloud, mostly dry, but a few showers are still possible in places.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to the last Drive Show of 2023. We got great music from the 70s up to the nowies. I was going to kick off straight away with a tune, but I've got the boys in, so I am going to turn my background music down. Hang on, here we go. I'm going to turn the boys out. Hang on, here we go.
Yeah, the boys are back in town.
Yeah, so Patrick's still here. Can't get rid of him, to be honest with you.
No home to go to.
And we got Andy Gardner.
Hello, Joe.
Hello. Yeah, happy boy. Do you know, I was walking into the studio, Patrick, I just told you this as well, didn't I? I was walking into the studio and I heard 2-0. 2-0 in that accent, and I thought, what am I still thinking about the West Ham game?
Absolutely.
And it was Andy driving along with the window there.
Right, hey, I see.
So you're an happy boy as well, Andy.
Yeah, that was an incredible win, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good.
First home defeat of the season, incredible, yeah.
I know. I think it's best performance, but won't sit and talk about West Ham. We could do all day.
And it's just an amazing season, though, isn't it, actually? This is the best thing. For years and years, we've always thought it was all over by Christmas.
Yeah.
And this year we haven't got a clue.
No. Well, even the song, wasn't it? Fortune's always hiding. Yes. It's like by Christmas, it always is. But to be fair, though, it's the best, highest we've ever been in the Premier League. That's shocking, isn't it?
Wow, amazing.
And people still want Moyes out. I was one of those, but that's a different story. But still, please stay tuned. we have got some music and some brilliant chat coming up. And Andy, you've got stuff coming up, haven't you, as well?
Yes, I'm back on New Year's Day with a look back at 2023, my best tracks, which is part two. I had part one just before Christmas, so concluding the new year, the old year, before we get stuck into the new year.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, though, isn't it? Really? Yeah. That's why you should have three parts, really, Andy, for your show. You've got loads going on.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, what a great Christmas, but I was flabbergasted. I must be the only person with two cats that do not touch a Christmas tree. Incredible. They've not touched it.
Did they not at all?
They'd be up it and attacking it and everything. No, not bothered.
Did you have the camera set? You thought you was going to go viral, didn't you?
I had my Instagram account all ready to go.
It was all set up for the Christmas one. They did nothing.
They did nothing.
No, you even contemplated throwing them on the tree just for a little some content, wasn't it? Yeah. What about you, Patrick? Did you have a tree at home?
No, I didn't have one at home.
You don't have one?
No.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
No. I used to have one outside, but since I moved, my house isn't quite big enough for one outside, so no, don't have one.
Have you got any kittens or anything at
no.
home? No.
No
animals at home?
I have a tortoise who I've owned since I was six.
No.
Wow.
How did I not know that?
Yeah, there you go.
You can't stop there. You've had him since.
Yeah,
six.
I was six. Yeah, I was six when. My sister had one, and she's older than me. And we think I was about six, but the age when I suddenly realised that the one that we had wasn't mine and it was hers, and I demanded one of my own.
Yeah,
and he arrived. As we speak now, he's hibernating in a box in a wardrobe.
Oh my goodness.
And yeah, absolutely. Now, so we won't say how many years that is,
no.
But it's quite a few.
But now that deserves an Insta account. You should open one up.
I should open the Insta account just for my tortoise.
Yeah, what's his name?
His name's Rumba.
Rumba.
Because the other one was called Calypso, so it had to have a kind of musical name.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Rumba. Do you know, I learn something new about you every day.
Every time you do. I know.
You've been here every Friday.
Absolutely. Why would I be talking about my tortoise normally? Come on, let's be honest. Why would he come up in conversation?
I know. We've gone 7 minutes into the show without playing any music. Well, I've got something very inappropriate lined up, but nothing else seems to fit anyway.
Okay.
I've actually got a shotgun lined up.
That is just shocking, Joe.
I haven't got any rumba music, but
rumba.
We'll be back in a second. You are listening. To drive on Phoenix FM.
Really? Oh, is that right?
I know.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. By in the yellow and green, stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. South of the equator, navigator, gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. Deep sea diving round the clock, bikini bottoms, lager toes, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green, stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. We got two in the front, two in the back, sailing along. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. Shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like someone.
So that was Shotgun, George Ezra. And he's just gone off to Studio 2, but of course you can catch him on Mondays. Our Patrick is now looking for a picture for me, so I'm determined. I want to see the picture of his tortoise, Rumba. No.
Okay. And then there's not one here.
It's not. Yeah, seriously. Since I played Shotgun, which is, 3 minutes and 15 seconds, our Patrick has been scrolling through all these photographs and still can't find anything. Determined to find one. If you get one, I'm going to put it on my socials if we get one. Yeah. So, Patrick, how you been, though?
I've been very good. Thank you very much.
Did you enjoy Christmas?
I had a lovely time. Yeah, cheers. That lovely time. Yeah. Christmas Day with 16 people.
Wow.
And then Boxing Day after the show here with a different, I think it was six of them as well.
Six.
So, really good. And, of course, lots of church as well. Mm. And Chopra Cathedral was unbelievably busy. Just for example, the midnight service, which starts at 11:30. I was on the door for that, and I was putting out all of these order of services that they'd done, and somebody said, you won't need that many, because we had 300 earlier on, and when we had 180 odd this morning, so you won't want all of these. 274 through the door.
For the
11:30. Amazing.
That is good, isn't it?
It was fantastic, and it was just wonderful. In fact, people have never done that. You don't have to be that churchy, really, to just go for it. It's just a wonderful thing to do, to see in Christmas in that way.
I've done it a few times. I didn't do it this year. It's been a while since I've done that, but it is really... It's a joyous thing, because when everybody's singing as well, it's always a joyous thing.
Absolutely. Well, that's also the other thing as well, because when you go to somewhere where there's that massive number of people, and of course there's a big choir as well at the cathedral, you can really belt it out, because everybody else is, and it doesn't matter whether you don't sing all that well, it doesn't really matter, because it's just all part of it collectively there together.
That's right, and there's no better feeling than that. Absolutely. It does really feel part of the community as well.
Precisely, exactly.
People can go along on any other Sunday.
Absolutely, any old Sunday.
I still feel that,
absolutely,
fair.
Yes, indeed.
Because there's still a lot of singing, obviously, that goes on as well. So
yes,
and people don't realise that.
No, there we go.
No, you don't have to pay to go in or anything. Either.
No, you don't have to pay to go in. And of course, the cathedral looks fantastic at the moment as well. Outside, it's got coloured lights, which are for the Christmas season.
Yeah,
so it looks fabulous. And then inside, it's a huge tree, and just all the flowers everywhere are sort of white and gold. Yeah. It just does look awesome.
Oh, wonderful. So. Oh, now I need to go. Right, now, Patrick, I'm going to play Joan Armour Trading.
Joan Armour Trading.
Love Joan Armour Trading. About playing now,
I know she is.
Had an album last year.
Did she? Good for her.
But this is my favourite. What's your favourite one?
Not really sure, actually.
Oh, Drop the Pilot I've got.
Yeah, that's a good one.
More of an upbeat one.
Yeah.
We can sing along to that, can't we?
If we wanted to.
Come on, then. Why wouldn't you want to?
balloon. Drop the monkey, smile my perfume.
Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Right, so it's 3:18 here on the last drive show of 2023. Patrick's just looking out the window just to make sure it's not raining, whether he needs to put his hood up or not. Do you need to put your hood up, Patrick, or not? No, you're all right, yeah. And so he likes to get home just before it gets a bit dark as well, so on the roads. And he's got one of Andy Gilson's chocolates that you can hear him. Yeah, you can, I can hear him. Oh, that's one of my favourite ones. It's one, let me do, what's it, charades? Not charades, that wouldn't work on the radio, you know what I mean. It's a shh, that's what it is kind of thing. It's a, hey, Patrick, are you having one of those?
Yes, I'm having one of those.
Are you having one of those?
Yes,
chocolates?
Yes,
I think they know what it is.
Yes, I probably do.
Patrick, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
Enjoy your,
I will.
Your quiet chocolate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, now we've got Olivia Rodrigo with Vampire taking us up to the travel.
Gives the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds. Sometimes when I close my eyes, 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity. 'Cause I've made some real big mistakes. You make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so naive. The way you sold me for parts, you sunk your teeth into me. Bloodsucker, dream crusher. Bleed me dry like a damn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing.
our friendship. Ooh, what a mesmerizing, paralyzing, tragic little thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, 'cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes.
Next, we've got The Travel, and after that, Invisible Touch with Genesis.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Well, the 18 Great Cambridge Road is partially blocked to slow traffic due to an accident at M25, Junction 25, that is, at Enfield on the roundabout there. So just be careful around there if you're heading that way. Delays on the M25 anti-clockwise coming back into Essex at the Dartford Tunnel. The travel time there is around 15 minutes. Now, locally, it's not looking too bad in Brentwood or Billericay. Nothing much to report at all, but in Chelmsford, there's slow traffic on Victoria Road between Springfield Road and New Street. Also slow traffic on Springfield Road between Victoria Road and Highbridge. Parkway slow eastbound, Rainsford Road to Highbridge, and Colchester slow moving traffic on Magdalen Street westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road. Also in Colchester, slow traffic on Northern Approach, that's southbound between Via Urbis and Romany and Burgle. Now, I'm looking at the rail for you at the moment. That's looking pretty okay, to be fair. Nothing to report there either. But on the Tube, if you are going out, there are minor delays on the Central Line due to a shortage of trains. There's no service on the District Line between Earls Court and Kensington Olympia. Minor delays on the Jubilee Line. Underground station is closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. Also on the Northern Line, the station exit only at Camden Town. That's all due to overcrowding prevention measures there. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line eastbound at South Ealing due to engineering works. And finally, no service on the Docklands Light Railway between Bank and Poplar, between Tower Gateway and Poplar, and between Bank and Canary Wharf, all due to engineering works. But there'll be more updates from me in an hour.
Nothing.
Genesis. Invisible Touch here on Phoenix FM at 3:28 on Friday the 29th of December. Now, because it's coming up to the new year as well, I will be playing a track from my favourite album of the year and my favourite song of the year. Now, it was so difficult just to pick one. As you know, especially here on Drive, we have regular local artists and artists from further afield as well, even across the pond, that have been in to play our Drive Live sessions. So I chose an artist that I have seen the most as well this year at the gigs, and that they've all been really, really brilliant tracks. I'll be playing a few of those out a little bit later. But now, I'm going to play some of the best duos around. I've got one coming up in a minute from 1965 and another one just 20 years ago, or it'd be 21 years soon, back in 2003. American duo Heya Outcast reached number 3 in the charts.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
three tracks from famous duo. That was Outkast with Heya back in 2003. We've got one coming up from 1965 with Sonny and Cher. And then we've got another one from Daryl Hall and John Oates from 1983. And it was their, oh no, it's 1982 that one. And it was the highest charting entry for any of their tracks. They had loads in the top 40, to be fair. So that is coming up. But can you guess what their highest ever chart hit in the UK was? Will it be coming up after this one?
Yeah.
Mania, that was their highest ever chart. The one that came really close as well was I Can't Go For That. No, Can Do. Do you remember that one? You probably really wouldn't know it now after I've just tried to sing it for you. That peaked at number 8 back in 82. But, yeah, the highest one was Mania, what we just heard. And it peaked at number 6. Now, we'll have some more 80s a little bit later as well. Because in the second hour, we'll be hearing, it is Friday, so we'll be hearing from our Xanthi Behrman, who chooses a Drive Time Greatest special just for you. And it's always a cracker one. I've just seen what it is as well. So, yeah, you're going to be happy with that one. That's coming up between 4 and 5 as well. But this is one of my favourite tracks, actually, from 2023. And we've got some more stuff coming up after that. There's always stuff going on here at Phoenix FM.
We never knew how to forfeit, but we always knew how to talk. Couple nights through gasoline on the fire. We never knew how to perfect, but we always knew it would work. Cause if something made us red, if something got us in, all before the night ends. No, don't get stressed, it's gonna get figured out. Oh, deep conversation that no one allows. Hell, strong father and a determined mother. Oh, that's why some nights we try to kill each other. But you know it's always love. We never knew how to fake it, always knew how to break. Couple nights through gasoline on the fire. Something messed with, something got said.
That's a lovely track, that. Waffle House Jonas Brothers. Now, coming up after a short break, we're going to be having a track that was number one on this day. It was Dave Edmonds, I Hear You Knocking, but do you know what the year is? I'll be playing it after the ads.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
So the year was 1970. Dave Edmonds, I Hear You Knocking. That's a timeless classic, that one. I love playing that one. Right, now I am actually going to play one track from my album of the year. So I don't know if you know, but here on Phoenix FM, almost all the presenters, when they're doing it, whether it's the midnight show down from 7 a.m. in the morning, we all get together and we put down our favourite track and our favourite album of the year. And so it was a really difficult one to choose, to be fair. But my album, if you're a regular listener to Drive, and if you've been listening to me for a while, we used to do a Sunday night show. I was lucky enough to actually interview them. Actually, they'll still be on the Drive or Joe Bailey. If you go back a few pages, you'll be able to catch up on the interview that I had here a couple of years ago now, actually, with them. Anyway, I digress as usual. But yeah, they're a Brighton band. They're all pop, a bit of garage and everything like that as well. You've got Hanny and Clara. they've been working together for years. Really, they've built their fan base now as well. They've had loads of really big gigs as well this year as well, supporting bigger people as well. Their aim is to actually support Haim. Aim is to support Haim. Maybe we should hashtag that. And it's, again, it's one of our favourite bands here on Drive. And they've had so many songs that they've had 12 tracks, actually, because they've got an outro track on as well, their album. And it's a really, really accomplished album. There's not one dud song on there. There's a couple of songs that when they, you know what it's like when you first hear bands, they, and some of them can't even play the instruments at first. You know what it's like. And then you hear some of the bands when they're very, very, very young. And then they suddenly get better. Better and better and better and better. And it's like anything, you think, oh, I wish I could go back and change some of that. Well, they've done this on the album as well. They've changed one song in particular to one of the best songs, I think, that's on the album. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking because I really want you to listen. If you're listening for the first time, you think, oh, who is she talking about? They are called ARXX, A-R-X-X. This is Hanny and Clara. This is my album of the year, which is called Ride or Die. And this is one of my favourite songs from the album.
Hi, this is Clara from ARXX.
And this is Hanny from ARXX.
And this is Call Me Crazy.
Call me crazy, I'm sad all the time.
Crazy, I'm sad all the time.
That was ARX, A-R-X-X. And they've actually got some gigs as well coming up next year as well. Already booked in March, April. They've got the IWD Fest in Reading. I think that's a student gig. There are loads of familiar artists as well that you know that we play here on Phoenix FM. You've got Fletcher, ARX are supporting Fletcher. That is a big gig. Amsterdam, all over the place. So, yeah, A-R-X-X if you want to check them out. Now, I've got a request, but I'm going to play that in the second half. And if you would like a request, you know I love hearing from you. Radio@phoenixfm.com. If you want to do it the old school way via email, which is absolutely fine with me. Or, of course, you can get hold of my Facebook and Insta at Joe Bailey Music, or my Twitter, slash X, I suppose you call it now, at Joe Bailey Music 1. And if you don't want a shout out, that's fine. I just use me as your jukebox. You know I'm always more than happy to do that for you. Now, you know what I've not done yet, didn't you? I've not played guess the intro. And if you're listening for the first time, I play this out right at the end of the show, so I'll be playing this another two or three times just to give you a clue, but I think you're gonna know what this is.
Guess the intro.
Right, any ideas? Well, you can let me know if you want. Again, radio@phoenixfm.com if you wish. Right, now, I didn't know this, but apparently Keith Richards, apparently, in 2007, said of his mate Mick Jagger that, to me, Mick Jagger has only ever half-discovered his real potential. He's an incredible musician, great harp player, and a very nice slide guitar. Something we didn't know. So, listen, taking us up to the top of the hour, we've got Rolling Stones. We mess it up. And I'll see you the other side.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.